All right, so this Ramban, I feel like we've heard of this Ramban, the one about how Yaakov can marry two sisters.
Right.
Do you know this?
Like that, then he left Israel.
Exactly. Okay, so let's see. So it says about Avram, Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzvusai Hukosai Vesorosai, right? That Avram kept Hashem's Mishmar, his mitzvos, and his chukim. So Loshon Rashi, Bekoli was Mishmarti. Bekoli, he listened to my voice, Kishini Sisioso, when I tested him. Mishmarti, Gzeros Laharchoka, Kigon Shnios Laharayos, Shvus Lashabas. Wow. So Rashi, based on Chazal, on Midrashim, what are the. What's Mishmarti? Mishmarti means even Isurim Drabanan, Mitzvosai. Mitzvos, Shilu, Nichtu, Dinu, Shichtu, Kongesov, Shifus. Them mitzvos are like Mishpatim. Chukos are Chukim. Tvarim Sheitzahara of the Galilim, the non Jews. Mishiban Alayim, they're always. Responding to us, they're always kind of criticizing us about that. We go on a chilas chazir, levisha shatnes, she'ein tam bedavar, ela hamelach gazar chuko al avada. These things, which Rashi's formulation is interesting. Think about if it's dafka, lav dafka. But the way he's saying it is there's no reason behind these things, because there's no reason that we know about. But Rashi says, ain't tam bedavar, there's no reason, just that the king decreed and we do it. So those are chukim. And torosai, lahavi torah shaval peh, lachal moshe misinai. So according to Rashi, we get everything here. We get everything. Avram Avinu was keeping Isurim Drabbanan, torah shaval peh, definitely, mitzvos doraisa, even chukim. He kept everything. Okay, ad kan Rashi, says the Ramban. Vimke, yiye kol ze bonui al das shahaya Avram mekayim, mishamar se torah, shalo nitna. So this whole understanding, that this pasuk would be understood according to Rashi, within that opinion in Chazal, that the Avos, including Avram, kept all the Torah before it was given. Bekach Amru, that's what it says. Also another famous Medrash, Bepasik, Ve'itan Ham Yosef Agalos. The Yosef, when the brother revealed himself to his brothers, and he said, go pick up my father. So he gave them these wagons. Shepir Shemenu Beparshas Egla Rufa Shayosek Betorah Keshem Shayu Avosav. And the Medrash says, why? To me a remez, to Yaakov Avinu, that he remembers the Torah they learned together. Last Parsha was Egla Rufa. Because apparently Yosef, just like the previous Avos, kept the Torah. Right, that's what the pasuk means. Even though it wasn't given yet, they were keeping it. Would keep it and teach his children. Okay, says Ramban, it's a beautiful idea. Maybe a little bit surprising, because like, where they know it from and what does it mean? Okay, fine, they kept the Torah, but lechora they didn't keep the Torah, just based on the pshat. Imkein eich hikim Yaakov matzeva. How could Yaakov have built a matzeva, which the Torah forbids explicitly to build a matzeva? Archaeologically, they know what matzevas are, but I don't know what they are. It's some sort of just like pillar that they'd use and they'd pour wine or oil on it and like be some sort of avoda, but often it would be avoda of avoda zara, and obviously for the avos it was not, but it was avoda to Hashem. But how did Yaakov build this matzeva? V'nasa shtei achayos, how could he marry two sisters? V'kidas rabo seinu arba, because, right, like, that Bilhah and Zilpah were sisters as well. But Amram Nasa Dodaso, how's Amram, the parents of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's his aunt. Moshe Rabbeinu hikim shtemes rei matzeva, Moshe Rabbeinu built matzevos. Ich evsha shiyu nogim heter batur masha osar Avram avihem al atzmo. And if Avram Aminu was keeping everything, how could they themselves go against their Mesorah? But Kavalo Hashem schharal davar, and our pasuk is saying, right? The pasuk in Toldos is saying that he's getting rewarded for all the things he's keeping. How could they have gone against that? It says the psukim by Sodom that Hashem says, how can I not reveal to Avram what I'm going to do to Sodom, because he's going to teach his children to follow in my ways. So the Chora, if the ways that Avram was keeping of Hashem were including the mitzvos, Mustafa, he told his kids the mitzvos, why would they not be keeping it? It's weird. Yaakov Darshu Shamar as Shabbos, he did everything. So says the Ramban, it could be Shabbos is different. The Efshar she is Ebbe Shabbos, but she shkula kola Torah kula. It could be when it says the Avos kept the Torah. Again, it's not so mashma in the Midrashim Rashi quotes here by Avram, but maybe by the Avos in general, by Yaakov. So when they were keeping the Torah, it meant they were keeping Shabbos. The Shabbos is like, it's like the Sod of the creation. Okay, Vulai Namar. Okay, this is the Ramban. Vulai Namar Mishmarti. Is it not going to be a very different approach? Shnios la'arayos shel b'nei Torah, shel b'nei Noach, I'm sorry. That first you could say they're keeping Hashem's like mishmeres, like Hashem's extra chumras, meaning to say that there were certain arayos not marrying, let's say parents, not marrying children, siblings not marrying each other. So then they had maybe shnios la'arayos, maybe they had step-parents, who knows what they had. It's some sort of like harchakos from the arayos of b'nei Noach. Umitzvosai gezel shpichus damim chukosai efer menachai kilaim shalar bas behemah harkavas ilan. It's a machlokas in Sanhedrin if Bnei Noach were musharim on kilaim and kilai behemah kilai ilan. So I guess the Ramban is saying if you accept that opinion that they were, so the chukim could include things like that, or certainly could include efer menachai. Meaning it would be including everything that they were that for sure that they were mitzvah on. Usorosai dinin v'isurei avodah zarah. So you could say that the pasuk is saying that Avram kept everything; he was makbin on all the shev mitzvot Bnei Noach. That's also possible. He was makbin on all the dikdukim of his mitzvos. That it says in Mesechas Avodah Zarah that Avram Avinu's Mesechas Avodah Zarah had 400 prakim. Yes, there's so much Avodah Zarah going on around him, and he had so many chumras and so many chilukim. So that's why his Avodah Zarah was very, very detailed. V'darshuv me'e sha'arim shem madaduo la'maisros ki yovos nidiri amin losis ma'isros la'aniyim olokone Hashem. And if you want to say not like we've said earlier based on Rashi, that they kept literally everything, but they were keeping Yishev Mitzvot B'nei Noach, so what does it mean that... who was it, Yitzchak or Yaakov? It was Yitzchak, right? That he did Me'e Sha'arim. So that would be that he was a generous person, meaning he wanted to give tzedakah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Obdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just lost my place. Right, Olakwane Hashem, Kigon, Shem Ve'Ever, Ve'Tamidim, they would give tzedakah to Shem Ve'Ever, their Tamidim. This whole thing of Shem Ve'Ever is also interesting. Like, what exactly were they? Like, what were they teaching? Okay, that's for a different time. Ke'inyan V'Hu Kohen Le'El Elyon, like it says by Malchi Tzedek. By Mirei Lai, so now says the Ramban, he has two approaches. I mean, he presents Chazal, and Chazal are saying Adasof, they kept every little thing. And then he says, or it could be, it was all within the world of Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Ah. By Mirei Lai Midas Rabbo Seinu. So says the Ramban, you want to know, or according to Chazal, how could it be they kept the Shev Mitzvot, all the mitzvot, Midarabanan, Midaraisa, Chumras, everything. But it's explicit that they weren't keeping all the mitzvahs, like he said. Yaakov is building matzevas and marrying two sisters, etc. So the pasuk pshat according to Chazal is that Avram Avinu learned the entire Torah through Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, that he would keep the Torah like somebody who is not mitzvah of Yose. This is now the punchline. Okay, good timing. Vishmiraso also haya ba'aretz bilvad, that Yaakov Avinu or Avram Avinu only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. The Yaakov b'chutz la'aretz nasa ha'achayos, and Yaakov was running away from Esav, and he married the two sisters Rachel and Leah when he was in chutz la'aretz. So he knew they were keeping the Torah, but they were keeping like the amkus of the Torah. They're keeping the reasons behind the Torah. We don't know any chilukim about why the mitzvah is given and how it's supposed to be observed. We just observed it without any sort of chilukim. But the Avos knew the Torah. They knew the reasons behind the Torah. And they knew it didn't have to be kept in this situation in Chutz La'aretz. Bechein Amram married his aunt. Ki ha-mitzvos mishpatei Elokei ha-aretzein. This is Ramban. Ramban is very, very charif about Eretz Yisrael and that the mitzvot should be observed in Eretz Yisrael, which we'll see momentarily. That the mitzvos are the rules of the God of Eretz Yisrael. Af al pi shuz harnu b'chova saguf b'chol makom. Even though, of course, one has to keep the Torah even in Chutz La'aretz. But, says Ramban, it's really meant to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. Well, by golly, what do we have at the bottom over here? We have Vekra Yudches Chafei. We're going to see what he says. The thing that doesn't fit into what the Ramban wants to say is that the Avos kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. But the thing is that the matzevos were being built in Eretz Yisrael. And the matzeva is asur midoraisa to build, some sort of monument. So what's the pshat there? He says, no, it's explicit actually in the Midrashim that matzeva originally was built as just some sort of monument. It could certainly be l'shem shamayim. It eventually was commandeered by the Obdei Avodah Zarah to be like a paganic, idolistic kind of thing. And therefore Hashem said, so stop doing this matzeva. But that uniquely changed. That's their midrashim. That was used to be right. Shasana acha yose ahuva b'meha avos. Hashem says, now I hate it in Devarim, even though I used to love it in the times of the avos, because the associations with the matzeva changed. Okay. And it says, Just go to the last paragraph. Let's skip about Yosef for now. V'derech ha'pshat ne'marsha shiyehei mishmarti emunas ha'elokus shemin ba'ashem ha'miyuchad v'shemar mishmeres u'belibo. Says the Ramban, Ramban had three possibilities so far, what it means that the Avos kept the Torah. According to Chazal, the Pashapshah, they kept everything. No chilukim, okay? Another possibility is that they kept the Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach in a very expansive kind of way. The third possibility is that they kept the Mitzvot only in Eretz Yisrael. And the fourth possibility he's saying is that we have to understand this pasuk very differently. When it says they kept the mitzvos and the Torah and the chukim, it means as follows. They kept Hashem's mishmar, they guarded Hashem, it means they kept Hashem's emunah in their hearts. V'chalak bo ba'al obdi ha'vodazara, and they would always argue with the pagans. V'kara b'shem Hashem l'hashiv rabin la'vodaso, they'd always encourage people to do tshuva and to recognize the one true God. What does it mean mitzvos? V'chol ha'shir tzivo b'lech lecha mi'artzecha v'olas b'no v'grishas ha'am v'esbena. What does it mean keeping Hashem's mitzvos? It means everything Hashem specifically commanded to Avram. Go from your land to Eretz Yisrael. You should bring your son as an ola. You should get rid of your son Yishmael. He listened to Hashem's commands. What are the chukim? Leches b'darchei Hashem lios chanun v'rachim of setztako mishpat v'tzavos v'zbonav v'esbeiso behem v'sorosai hamila bi'atzmo, etc. And what does it mean to follow Hashem's chukim? Even Hashem's principles, Hashem's midos, always be a good person. Hashem's Torah means the bris. Fine. So says the Ramban, is this like an interesting Ramban, and one could elaborate on this in and of itself, about how the Ramban is very careful to not just reject Midrashim, Chalili, says he respects Midrashim, he tries to explain them, because the Midrash Lechora, it's problematic. How could the Avos have kept all the mitzvos if we see that Yaakov is marrying two sisters, and they're building Matzeva, so he'll try to defend it. No, it's only in Eretz Yisrael, and it's only, originally the Matzeva was fine, later it became problematic. But then he'll give his own pshat. Okay, so it's interesting, and he's very respectful, and kind of admits there's different ways of possibly understanding it, but he's suggesting his own possibility as well. What I want to talk about, though, just for the next 7 minutes, is what, you know, this idea of the Ramban. The Ramban says that it could be the Avos and Yaakov married two sisters, was only in Eretz Yisrael. It was only in Eretz Yisrael that they kept the Torah, and Chutz La'aretz they didn't have to. So says the Ramban. Just look at the bottom here. We're not going to have time. Maybe we will. To read the whole thing. I didn't quote the entire whole thing of Vayikra, because it's really long. Let's read it quickly. We don't do this Ramban later on in the year, because it's in Nisan. It's right after Pesach that we read Achrimos. So it's never in Shalvim. So okay, so then we get the chance to read it. So says the Ramban, right? Batitma haaretz ve'efkod avona ale v'taki haaretz, that the land will become defiled, and I'll bring this in upon it, and it'll vomit you out. That's in the context of the Arayos. Achrimos kedoshim. At the end of Achrimos, we have all the Arayos. Then it says kedoshim, kedoshim tiyu. Rashi says kedoshim tiyu have a prushim in haarayos, and the Ramban has his own homahalach of kedoshim tiyu. But Achrimos at the end, it's talking about the Arayos. Okay. And it says, if you don't keep these halachos, if you marry a woman you're not supposed to marry, or people you're not supposed to marry, then the land is going to vomit you out. Says the Ramban there, hich mira kasa be'arayos. The Torah is being very machmir, like the land just can't bear people who are doing these relationships. Bavur ha'aretz shetitma bahen v'taki ha'nefashos ha'osos, because the land will become defiled by arayos. Whatever reason, arayos involves an inflammation of the Yetzer Hara, and it's like considered I don't know how you'd say it, but it's like a very big pagam that it's being done. It's considered something which is very dirty, which leaves a mark more than, let's say, I don't know, somebody speaks Lashon Hara, it's terrible, but somehow that doesn't change the person as much. That these things can make they really inflame the Yetzer Hara, and they change the person, they make him more tummy. V'atakiha nefashos ha'osos, and those who are going to do these things are going to get vomited out of Eretz Yisrael. The land just can't bear it. So the Torah is being mocked because we don't want this to happen. V'nei ha'arayos chobas ha'guf. Einan tlius baretz. The arayos are not a mitzvah tlius baretz, right? Nothing to do with the land. Okay? So why would it be, okay, so let's say the people are not in Eretz Yisrael, but they're in Babel, or they're in wherever, they're in New York, and they're doing these averos. Why would they not be kicked out of the land they're in there? V'inyin ki Hashem hanechbad bara hakol. The holy, the honored God, honorable God, he created the entire universe. V'sam koach hatachtonim be'elyonim. This is the Ramban. Right, the Rambam doesn't accept this approach. But the Ramban says, based on the Pashup Shad of Chazal's, Hashem gave the ability to influence the lower worlds, he gave that ability to the higher worlds, like the idea of mazalos and things like that. And there's each there's a malach in the heavens that somehow You might even call it nature if you want to kind of interpret it to our terms. But there are certain rules by which this land functions. And Egypt will have its force, its malach, that decides if it's going to be drought or famine, if it's going to be peace, or meaning not, it's not going to decide, but it'll certainly, like, mistama, like 9 times out of 10, it's going to be, there's going to be enough water from the Nile, and 1 time out of 10, it's not. There's certain rules about how each land runs. And that is given over to this intermediary. Okay? Hashem gave these forces over to each of the nations. It says in Daniel that there were these angels that he saw in charge of Persia, in charge of Babel, and they're interacting. We have to learn Daniel to see exactly what the context is. But says the Ramban, yeah, each nation has a certain intermediary, a certain set of rules, a certain force. And that kind of impacts how the nation is ruled. Okay? Says Ramban. V'hinei Hashem anech fadhu eloke elokim adonai adonim chol ha'olam v'eret Yisrael amtsus ha'yishuv hui nachlas Hashem yuchedes l'shmo. Says Ramban, this idea of intermediary was not true about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says, I am uniquely connected to this part of the world. I'm uniquely connected to this land. There's no intermediary. The land is being observed, there's a certain hashkacha, but also it's being ruled and influenced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chodo v'atmo. Lo dasan aleh min ha'malachim k'tzin shoter u'moshel b'hanchilo son lo'amo b'hamiyachet shmo zera o'avav. When Hashem gave this land over to His beloved people, He didn't put any sort of intermediary to be, you know, to make decisions about how the land will be run. Hashem is influencing it directly. Right? There's no nature in Eretz Yisrael. I think it's Ma'avdil, but I think Ben-Gurion said, right? In Israel, if you want to be a realist, you have to believe in miracles. Something like that. I think that's what he said. Like, things just don't happen naturally here in the land of Israel. That's what it means. You should be a treasure nation because the land belongs to me. Well, it's like a non sequitur. What's the connection between one and two? You are my treasure nation, and therefore I want to bring you to the land that's uniquely going to be governed by me. I want you to be my special nation that I am uniquely governing. So Hashem said, this holy nation that's going to be in the land that I am uniquely connected to and guiding, I want them to be a very holy nation. How are they a holy nation? By keeping the mitzvot properly, and particularly keeping the mitzvot of arayos properly. You should do all my mitzvot and all my chukim, v'lo taki eschem ha'aret, so the land does not vomit you out. V'chsiv amar lachem atem tirshu es admasam v'ni atan lachem v'rashat osa ani Hashem elokeichem. Okay. Now let's go to the next one. Very harif gemara. V'ma amara, this is what it means in Chazal, in Ksubis. We shall be zocher to get there. The very, very end of Ksubis, the last tudaf. Kol adar b'chutz la'aret, dome kimi she'en lo eloha. Whoever lives in chutz la'aret, it's like somebody doesn't have a god. Wow. Shnemar, lo aseis lachem es eretz Kanan lios lachem le'elokim. I want to give you the land of Canaan to be a god to you. Va'omer ki gershuni hayom mistapech menachlas Hashem le'mor lech avod Elohim acherim. And it says by David, he felt so terrible that he was being chased by Shaul, had to run to chutz la'aretz. He's saying, I'm being chased away from being able to be sheltered in the inheritance of God. I'm being told to serve other gods. Says the Gemara, David wasn't told to serve other gods. Says the Gemara, kol adar b'chutz la'aretz kimi she'ein lo eloha. Why is that, says the Ramban? Why is the Gemara being so extreme? Because in chutz la'aretz there's these intermediaries. It's being controlled by these things in the middle. Eretz Yisrael is uniquely controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to be in chutz la'aretz, it's like there's a certain intermediary that you're engaging with. Okay, I'm going to skip. This is now one of the most harif Rambans. It's really a medrash. In the second to last paragraph, Amru b'sifrei, it says, V'avadeta mehera, if you don't do the mitzvot, you're going to be lost quickly and you're going to be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. Af al pi shani megale eschem min haaretz. But even if I do, says the medrash, kick you out, v'chutz laaretz, hayu mitzuyanim b'mitzvot. You should be distinct in keeping the mitzvot. Don't just totally become part of the culture around you. You should be distinct based on the observance of mitzvot. So that when you come back, you won't have to learn them all from scratch. Like the master, the king, got angry at his wife and sent her to live with her father. He says, I'm so angry at you, but he says, I still love you. But keep on the special clothing, special jewelry, so that you'll be used to wearing it, so that when you come back, I'll find you beautiful still. You should set up these signs when you're going to Chutz La'aretz about how to get back. By the Medrash Darshan, you should have the mitzvos so that you'll have them when you come back. Okay, so then he continues, but says the Ramban, the Yisod of the Ramban is that the mitzvos are really meant to be kept only in Eretz Yisrael, because this is the land where Hashem is uniquely connected without any sort of intermediary, and it's a uniquely spiritual place, and therefore the mitzvos, which are supposed to be about connecting with Hashem, are supposed to be in the land where you can connect with Hashem in the ideal way. This charifas of the Ramban, that in Chutz La'aretz it's only so you don't forget it, so you'll remember how to do it, that some have objected to. They think it's like it shouldn't be taken at face value, this medrash, it doesn't really mean it. Of course, mitzvos have inherent value in Chutz La'aretz, but at the same time, we should appreciate the unique standing of mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very special opportunity. And that's why the Ramban says that that Yaakov Avinu only married two sisters in Chutz La'aretz, and Moshe married his aunt in Chutz La'aretz. There's Matevas in Chutz La'aretz, because mitzvos somehow aren't as inherently powerful in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore they don't have to be kept in the same way in the times of the Avos. Let's just stop with the story that Rav Huttner, even when he would daven on a plane from New York to Eretz Yisrael, he would put his tefillin on again when he would land. He says, now I could put on Eretz Yisrael tefillin. So even though he was yotzei the mitzvah, he wanted to, and there's no issur with putting on tefillin again, right? Maker I didn't. People would wear tefillin all day long, so he'd be makpid to put them on again and just make a bracha. Why not? Appreciate the opportunity we have this year and hopefully years of doing mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Ad Kan.